G'day everyone, Ian here. Had a funny thing happen the other day. I was building a little bit of IKEA furniture. Yeah, I can do a lot of stuff, but sometimes it's easier just to pop down to IKEA and get it and bring it home. Just a little side table, a little coffee table to have beside my couch to put my cup of tea on in the evening so that I can lie on the couch and read my Kindle. Some of the interesting things I'm wanting to read these days. And in building it, I got this rush that really surprised me. I felt really quite exuberant. I felt wonderful because I'd assembled a few bits of board together. And I thought, wow, this is really out of context. What the hell's going on here? Why am I so gratified by this experience? It's just a very simple four pieces of particle board and a few screws and a couple of casters, and it took me all of about 10 minutes to assemble. Why do I have this sense of wonder and amazement? And I thought, this is must be what everybody feels when they put together IKEA furniture. And then I thought, maybe there's something more to this. And I didn't think much about it. And then I just happened to be cruising around in Wikipedia and I punched in cognitive biases. And then I saw this funny thing in amongst the list of different cognitive biases, which is called the IKEA effect. And I thought, what the hell is this? And I thought, oh, this is interesting. Now, you've got to remember, for virtually my entire life, I've made things. I've been really fortunate. I'm one of those few rare individuals who has spent virtually every day of my life creating something new. In my case, it's physical. And while I was playing in the digital world, there was all those digital things like podcasts. Even this little bit of audio boom I'm doing right now is still being creative. So I've done a lot of creation in my life. And I've built a house, and I've built some pretty cool special effects in films, and I've built furniture, and I had a sense of satisfaction about building this little piece of IKEA equipment that was way out of context for what I should have been feeling for just a few bits of board. So I found this thing called the IKEA effect, and I've got it up here on Wikipedia. And what it is they've actually done the research. What they did is they played around with Lego and origami, and they found out that basically people value things that they put their own personal effort into more than just the finished items. So what this is basically saying is this unit that I had assembled, and I do say assembled because I didn't build it. I know it's like to build things from base materials. This is not building, this is assembling. But if I was asked to sell this item, I would actually sell it for significantly more because I had added value to it through my assembling of it than I would if I just bought it. And I've done this experiment with, like I said, with origami and Lego. It is part of what's called the sunk cost effects, which is another cognitive bias which actually causes you, ever had this experience, because I know I have, whereby you've done all this work and you don't let it go because it's a dull idea. You hang on to it because you've already sunk a lot of costs into it. And for that reason alone, it deserves a continuation of effort, even if it's a really, really bad idea. I think we've probably all done that with projects, and we've probably done it with a few relationships too. Because the line in the sand's is such that maybe we should have jumped a long time ago, but we've decided to hang around because we've sunk costs into it. It's a real problem. But the IKEA effect is this thing that is whereby we add value to it. And I thought, oh God, you've got to give it to IKEA, haven't you? This is one of the most impressive, and I'm sure it was unconscious when the whole IKEA thing was set up, but it's one of the shrewdest business moves I've ever heard of. You basically create these items, you flat pack them to a warehouse on the outskirts of a town, you encourage people to do the transport for those items to their homes rather than them being local in your local suburb or high street, for them to buy it. So they've got to travel a long distance to get them. So you save on, as a company, you save on the shipping costs. And then you ask them to assemble it together for themselves rather than it being pre-assembled by the company. And they actually value it higher because they have assembled it. They get this rush of, I created something. And I think that is one of the smartest things I've ever heard of in my life. I think it's just extraordinary. And I find it amazing that some cognitive psychologists have actually sat down and named a cognitive bias after a company like IKEA. Extraordinary. Just extraordinary. I was so surprised to see this. And even despite the fact that I have made many, many really cool and interesting things from literally rough sawn board and bits of wire and really base fundamental components, I too still can feel the IKEA effect when I just happen to fit a few screws and a few boards together and make a simple piece of furniture for myself. Extraordinary. Hope you're well. Just something else I've noticed, which I thought I'd share with you. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.